Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio app.
Well, my next guest has recently spent 2 months in Gaza, where he mostly worked with MSF at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, has been announced as a recipient of the Tipperary International Peace Award. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke with Dr. Javed Abdelmonem, who's in Ireland to accept the award. I began by asking him about his work in Gaza and his treating a 3-year-old child injured in the war with devastating injuries. And I do advise listeners that the following interview contains graphic descriptions of injuries which may be upsetting to listen to.
Yes, that was, if I recall correctly, on the 13th of July. The mass casualty that day was a triple strike in the so-called humanitarian zone. And the first case I saw in the red zone was this 3-year-old girl with her parents. And what struck me so much was how calm they were. Mm-hmm. They waited their turn. There were tens and 20 or so patients on the floor, on the trolleys. There were pools of blood in the red zone of the emergency room. And they were so calm. And I approached, and she had a dressing on her leg. She was breathing. Her eyes were open. These tell you things. These tell you that globally the patient's okay. But in that sort of piercing moment of calm amongst the chaos, I took the dressing down, and her whole thigh peeled off down to the bone. And I just thought to myself, it's incredible how she wasn't crying from pain. But of course, you patch them up and you move on. There's the next patient, the next patient, the next patient. There were too many patients for beds. There were patients lined up on the floor that day.
And you say the next patient was a woman who was covered in dust. And that story is equally horrific. Can you remember that one?
I do. She again, I approached her and I recall thinking, she's completely covered in dust, and you could only really see her eyes were open, right? So her whole body was grey. And again, she was quite calm and relaxed looking with her eyes open and not breathing fast. And that already tells you globally they're okay. So for me in the red zone, that's a little bit of a surprise medically. But actually, took down her dressing and on her abdomen, once I cleared her breathing and her airway, and she had a loop of bowel out of her abdomen. But that sort of case, actually, despite the horrific nature of the injury, is less serious. If they're breathing okay, their eyes are open, their blood pressure's fine, there's no major breathing, move on to the next one, move on to the next one.
So, I mean, that's horrific. She had a bowel hanging out, basically.
Yeah.
My goodness. In that situation, are you able to... You administer the treatment as quickly as possible with inadequate supplies and inadequate equipment, I'm sure. That is personally traumatic for the clinician, I'm sure, for you as a doctor.
It is, because it's a form of moral injury. One knows as a clinician what we can achieve in a fully functioning health service with all the supplies and all the resources behind you of an entire hospital. By definition, a mass casualty outstrips that at the emergency room level. So you're going to put a strain on the internal supply system, so you can run out of blood at any moment, run out of dressings, run out of gloves, the floors become full of blood, the cleaners can't keep up, there aren't enough stretchers, the CT gets backlogged. And what happens then is the operating theatres get backlogged and more people die than had they just come in with 4 or 5 or 6 injured people, because that's the number of beds that we have in the red zone. But when you have 50, 60, 70, 190, 230 on days back to back, day in, day out, it becomes a strained system. Even in the best healthcare service with all the resources, that's going to have an impact on the clinicians, because we know that more lives would have been saved had it not been that many mass casualties in that scenario with dwindling supplies.
And even in the best health situations, as you say, not to mention since the start of the war, MSF has had to leave 14 health structures, including hospitals, due to evacuation orders by the Israeli authorities or because of direct attacks and so on. So that is just a taste, a mere taste of the context of your experience. but you're in Ireland today to accept the Tipperary International Peace Award on behalf of MSF. What does that mean to you, Dr. Javed Abdelmanem? What does it mean to you and your colleagues?
Listen, I mean, firstly, it's always an honour to have such a prize, such a prestigious award in recognition of our work. But of course, we remain humble. We are an association. We're a group of medics and paramedical staff and support staff that run MSF, the organisation. And we also understand that no matter how much relief and healing we can bring in a context, we have little power to change that context, to stop a war. And we wish to use this moment firstly to say thank you, but also to call on states who have the power to make decisions to stop and ease human suffering in Gaza, in Sudan, in Congo, and elsewhere, in Ukraine, in all the places that we work. We can make better decisions as states and as politicians and as humanity. So while we carry on doing what we do to try to meet some of those needs and restore some dignity to these populations, we also call on governments to do what they need to do to stop this suffering, because they can.
Finally, you mentioned Sudan there briefly, and it's something we've covered in this programme, the violence and the death toll and the humanitarian situation there as well. I know it's something you're connected with, and it's something you want to highlight time and again if you can.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. I mean, I'm half Sudanese, so my entire family are now refugees. There's not a single Abdelmanem left in Sudan, and that's something I never thought I'd find myself saying. But I also went there just after the war started, at the beginning, in April, May and June last year. It's now over 500 days of war in Sudan, and the needs there are immense. I think it's a conflict that is being ignored, certainly by world powers who can do more to stop it. It's being fueled by regional powers sending in arms. And the issue is also that access for even MSF and most humanitarian agencies is not enough. There's a lot of what are called bureaucratic administrative obstructions that mean that we can't do as much as we are able and want to do and need to do. So we call again on all governments that have any decision-making power and any influence in Sudan to do more, to allow us to do more as well.
Okay, Dr. Javed Abdelmanem of MSF, congratulations on the Tipperary International Peace Award on behalf of you and your colleagues. You received that award. Thank you for joining us on Drive Time.
Thank you for having me.